Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, we all know the huge importance of road safety. And where best to talk about it than in the school classrooms? Cláis na Uaire in Mullingar is an all-boys secondary school and they're doing incredible things to highlight road safety in their transition year. They've even made a viral video. I'm delighted now to welcome Ciarán Kelly and Ethan Cole to the programme. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Brendan. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Morning, how's things? Morning.
Okay, Ciarán, you're the teacher, so we start with you. Ethan, I know you're happy just to hang out there in Mitchell class for a bit.
Yeah,
so
no better.
So tell us about the class you teach in transition year, Ciarán.
Yeah, so look, we teach a module here to the transition years on road safety and then driver theory. So
that's brilliant.
It's a 10-week module. They have 1 hour per week in that class. And what we go through is it's a discussion-based module where we look at all things road safety. We start off, I suppose, boys, the nature of us, we think we know it all when it comes to cars and when it comes to driving at an early age. And the very first day when I bring them into it, I introduce the class, what it's going to be about, and I give them a pre-knowledge quiz. And the idea of that is to show them that there's an awful lot that they don't know. And I suppose from there on in, their eyes are open and they're all ears and they think, God, there's a lot we don't know. There's a lot we need to learn here. Let's actually get engaged in this. And to be fair, for the 10 weeks, I teach other subjects obviously also as well. And when boys come into the class, you might have a job keeping them quiet at times. There's no problem keeping them quiet in the driver theory class. Sometimes you could come in and you'd hear a pin drop. They're that engaged. They're that focused on what we're doing. So it's brilliant. It's very engaging for them.
I have two youngies who've come through transition year in the last. One's gone in, one's come out, my niece and nephew actually. And I've never heard of this. It's brilliant. And you're doing it 7 years there.
Yeah, so, well, I'm doing it longer, believe it or not. But I'm in this school. I'm in my seventh year in this
okay.
school.
And brilliant. I think it's
when I started in...
Go on, sorry.
When I started in the school here 7 years ago, I went to the principal at the time and asked him, could we start a road safety module? It was something that I had done in previous schools. And when he heard about it and when I showed him my plan, he was like, yeah, let's go for this. So it's a module that I've developed myself. The RSA do have road safety initiatives and road safety education material online for transition years and other groups. But the amount of stuff that would be in their module to do, you would need to be teaching the group for a full year and probably more than 1 hour a week to get through the amount of data that's on it. So what I've done is I've adapted a different module that is to obviously last 10 to 12 weeks, depending on the amount of rotations we have here in the school.
And Ciarán, I'm just reading here, it's a bit of a passion project for you personally. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So I suppose one of the main driving forces behind it, a friend of mine when I was 19 or 20 died in a road traffic collision. So that was, I suppose, a tough time for all the people in our locality at home and that. And I only found out this week, believe it or not, that friend of mine that died that time, when we were talking about it here in school, one of the teachers says to me, you know what's amazing and what's weird at the same time about that is the majority of the teachers here were at that funeral.
Oh,
that
goodness.
His sister was teaching here in this school at that time. I didn't know that until last week. And I taught with his sister for a year in the CBS in Roscommon Town 12 or 13 years ago. And I never knew that until last week. And this just brought it to light. So it was, as I said, it was kind of weird, but amazing at the same time.
It shows you how these tragic road accidents touch so deeply and profoundly into communities. They really do, don't they?
That's it, and it's not a nice thing, and it never is when it comes to your doorstep or comes to your locality, but it does, it has a way of bringing people together as well, as weird as that may sound, but it's tough, it's harrowing. Like I say to my students all the time, I can't remember what I had for my lunch yesterday, but I can remember everything about that time in such graphic detail, I suppose, it would be the words to use, but... Yeah, it's like I'm 36, coming 37 next week, so you can do the math. And that was when I was 19. So
how do you connect with these teenage lads in the class? What do you teach?
So as I said, when we go in first, we start with a pre-knowledge quiz, and there's 20 questions on the pre-knowledge quiz, and they range from, say, simple enough questions to that look at pedestrians and cyclists, which is what they are at that stage. And then it goes into deeper questions, asking about road deaths, asking about different things like, say, what's the minimum tyre tread depth in a car, stuff that they would not have even heard of. And straight away, they're engaged. That leads us in then to a kind of conversation-based class where we go through the answers to the questions and we go through different scenarios and we act them out in class in a practical manner as well. And they love getting involved in that. And that leads us in then to kind of the big part of this course is we look at driver safety ads, but we look at them in detail and we look at them in depth and we discuss them. What's the message?
And a big part of what you say is you ask in the class how many people have received a Snapchat from somebody's driving, and up to 80% sometimes have received a Snapchat, someone using the phone. So I don't want to skip over it because I want to move quickly on to it. So I've watched the viral ad that you all made in last year's transition year. It's absolutely brilliant. I hope it gets a wider broadcast. So tell us how the ad came about, Ethan.
So one day in construction class, Mr. Kelly put us to a task to come up with an ad because he had been doing so much for the road safety and everything with our theory test classes. And he gave us a few minutes to come up with an ad. And so I just wanted to come up with an idea that kind of incorporated both sides of it, like the pedestrians on their phone and the driver themselves. And like, we're all lads starting to drive now, so I just thought we needed something like knock out any bad habits before they started.
Yes, so it's a really clever ad. I've watched it. So just describe the ad, what happens in the ad, will you, Ethan?
Yeah, so it starts off just showing myself in school, just setting the scene, leaving school.
So you're the guy in the ad, aren't you? That's you, yeah?
Yeah. I'm the lad on the phone that gets knocked down at the end.
Okay.
And so it just sets the scene at the school, and you can just see straight away how engrossed people get in their phones, walking by all these near misses and everything. And I'm texting my friend in the ad who just passed his driving test, and he's driving around on his phone as well, and there's the scene with the mommy and everything, and it's just, we're texting each other to meet up, and we're both so engrossed in our phones, we're not seeing what's happening. And it's an important message for lads our age, just to show the dangers of the phone on the road.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of plot twist is that actually you're the pedestrian and you're texting the driver, and it's the driver that hits the pedestrian while you're both texting each other. It's simple and clear in its message. So, for want of a better word, congratulations on that message. But it's gone viral, is that right?
Yeah, it's doing well now. It's over 600,000 views now.
Wow. You must feel proud of that.
I know I am, yeah. Everyone did a great job on it. I never expected it to do this well.
Well, you're doing something in transition year that actually could save lives. I like it, not to put too much pressure on you, but that's a wonderful thing. Like, really, it's really impressive. How did it come to fruition, Ciarán?
Well, look, going back to the class, we came up with the idea. And every other year we would have had competitions for the students to come up with ideas behind driver safety ads, and we would have given prizes to the best idea. And last year I said, you know what, we're always looking for something new to do in the class. Let's bring it one step further and let's bring one to life. And Ethan's idea was so strong, we felt it had to come to life.
Brilliant.
So we approached the Westmeath County Council to see would they give us funding or to see would they help us. And they came into the school and they gave us help with other different things for the road safety programme anyway.
Very quickly, I have to, Ciarán, we're running out of time. Where can people watch the ad?
Yeah, so the ad, you can watch it on all of the Cláis na Uaire or CBS Mullingar social media pages, but also on all of the Garda social media outlets as well. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook,
Brilliant.
Twitter, they're on them all.
Ciarán Kelly, well done. Ethan Cole, thank you so much for joining us. Claire.